It is time for our Tibbetts Talk, and she's not here for long at the Tibbetts. She milks the laughter in a great way in just a couple of weeks that she's here. It's Shan Marie, whose sister Mary Hubert in the hilarious heavenly musical Nonsense. Now, had you dreamed of playing this role in the past, Shan?
Honestly, yes. It's a dream I didn't realize. I actually had the pleasure to play the role about a year and a half ago.
Okay.
But because of COVID, they ended up cutting the show into a one act instead of a two act show. And sadly, they cut a lot of like Hubert songs.
Mm-hmm.
So it almost feels like my first time doing it again.
That's interesting to shorten it up because of COVID. I never would have thought.
Yeah, I never thought about it either. I guess they were just trying to avoid like an intermission so that people didn't like contact each other and things like that. But it was an interesting experience, but this is by far the best.
Yeah. Well, your first year at the Tibbetts, what was it? All actors and actresses have an interesting road on how they get to roles and how they get to theaters. What was kind of your connection and how you made your way to Coldwater?
Wow. Okay. So funny story, and I don't know if Peter knows this. He's the artistic director.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a posting on Playbill they were looking for someone to play Hubert in Nonsense. I actually hadn't heard of Tibbetts before that, and my first time I was ever in Michigan was this past December. I did a Christmas show at Cornwell's Dinner Theater.
Okay.
And so I didn't realize how close we were to there. But I saw on Playbill, I was like, Coldwater, Michigan, what? I liked Michigan last time. So I submit the video because I had done the role not too long ago. But the funny part is that I quickly did an audition video, like, not kidding, like in 7 minutes, because I had to go to work. And it looked very urgent. The posting was like, we need the video by today. So I sent in the video. I didn't have any makeup. My hair was a little crazy, and I had a T-shirt on. And I was like, I hope they don't think I don't care.
But it worked.
It worked. Actually, I got an email that same day, like a few hours later, saying, hey, are you available for a Zoom interview? And I just was like, wow, I'm very happy that I sent the video, just because I almost didn't, because I thought I would not look that professional.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't come that way at all. And to be honest, this is my absolute favorite professional experience.
Very
to
cool.
Date.
Oh, Shan, so I'm very grateful. Yeah, your sister Mary Hubert and Jenna Bracco, a sister Mary Robert Ann, the two newcomers, I guess, to this ensemble cast with Brenda Sparks and Kirsten Voorhees and Liz Davis. How is that chemistry? I mean, to see the show last week, you could tell the chemistry was there. But how did that work out when you guys first got together with, again, the couple of newbies with the three that have been together for a number of years?
Yeah, to be honest, I'm actually baffled at how beautifully we just got along, like how quickly. Just because Gianna and Liz, they were also cast in another show, so we actually had less rehearsal time with them. And so we actually, my first day when I got to Michigan, we had an aqua pit like cast party.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what did it.
Okay.
We all just, everyone was just not afraid. Everyone had really nice, kind, big, bold personalities. And I feel like that's what you need with a show like this. And I think because all of us were genuinely nice and just awesome people, it was just so easy to open up with each other and just get really close, because it blows my mind when I think, I'm like, oh, some of us only met 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
But I feel like now I can't imagine my life without him.
Very cool.
So it's just a beautiful thing. It's kind of another reason why I think the community loves theater and why we as artists continue to do it. But this is just a fantastic group of talented women and just people. It's just awesome.
Yeah. Nonsense continues this week on stage at the Tibbetts. You guys wrap things up on Saturday night with this. And then I guess for you, what's next?
For me, for now, that's all I got lined up. I am working on an album, like just on my own personal time. So maybe you'll hear some music from me, but I definitely am putting my eye on Tibbetts for the future if there's ever an opportunity.
Well, very cool. Also, after the shows on Friday and Saturday night is the cabarets, which are going to be kind of cool, showcasing some of those other voices of folks who aren't in the cast of Nonsense. But is there a particular song for you in the show that that you think the audiences will love the most, or that you have loved the most?
Okay, yeah. So in Nonsense, I feel like it's a little biased. Of course, Holier Than Thou, that's the finale number.
Yeah.
That one's so fun. It's so fun every time. But as one, just being a listener, I actually really adore either I Could Have Gone to Nashville or The Drive-In. It's like this Andrew Sister style song.
Yeah.
It's really cool. And I feel like Kirsten is definitely a powerhouse. So I enjoy just the character that she's developed with Sister Amnesia, and it's always a joy every time to watch. So honestly, I think a lot of the songs will become a lot of people's favorites. I find myself singing them all the time.
Yeah. Wait. Well, you don't have to be a Catholic to get the humor, but it helps.
It does help, but you really don't have to. It's still silly and hilarious and just fun. And audience participation is greatly appreciated.
Yeah. Which takes, I think, some people by surprise a little bit.
Oh, yeah. I could see that. I mean, because, you know, most shows, you're not kind of part of it, but I think that's what makes a show so special is
very cool.
Every show is different, but it's kind of because the audience has an effect on how the show is going to be.
Yeah.
And I think that's really exciting.
All right. Great stuff. Matinee on Wednesday, and then the shows Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights at the Tibbetts to wrap up Nonsense, sponsored by Frederick Family Dental. And joining us is Sister Mary Hubert, Cheyenne Marie. Good luck with the rest of the run this week, and good luck with whatever comes next, all right?
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time. It was so great meeting you.
On this edition of our Tibbetts Talk.